Yo, what's poppin', everybody? Yo, I wanted to do this little podcast real quick. This is an exclusive. It's not anywhere else but the pod. So if you guys can vibe with me, rock with me, follow me, rate me on the channel, all that, I'm putting in a lot of work. So just want to let you guys know I'm here for y'all entertainment. Anyway, let's get right into it. Tekashi 6ix9ine was walking through Beverly Hills. He did his whole, you know, Los Angeles, let's go play games in Los Angeles, let's troll Los Angeles like we've been trolling New York, saying I'm good in the streets of New York, the king is back. And it seemed to me like he ran into no problems in New York. I didn't see too many people pressing him. I saw a lot of people taking pictures with him, a lot of people asking for his autograph and stuff like that. But I thought to myself, I wasn't sure, but I was like, I wonder if that would be the same story in LA, because, you know, he's disrespected YG before, and Slim 400, YG's right-hand man, he also did the, Test My Gangsta tour, where he came to LA, and he had, what was his name, like, little, damn, I can't remember that dude's name. I don't want to disrespect him, but he had that dude, the Mexican character, running through the mall looking for him, and that was one of the classic 6ix9ine moments during the Test My Gangsta World Tour. Anyway, this is definitely, the trolling hasn't stopped, so I would say this is the Test My Gangsta, second tour. He's, you know, the Test My Gangsta number 2 world tour. So he's out here basically saying, oh, I'm good, I'm walking with 10 security guards, and these security guards are about, you know, 50 feet tall. All of them are huge characters, and nobody in their right mind would want to run up on these guys and, you know, risk being thrown across the street, because these dudes are huge. Like I just said, they could probably toss someone that's my size, 5'6", across the street. Like I said, I'm 150 pounds and I'm not stupid. But this is Los Angeles, and no matter where you go in Los Angeles, in my opinion, there are those street characters at these spots, no matter where it is. I'm from Beverly Hills. I'm not trying to flex or flaunt or say I'm gangster, no. But this is the fact, y'all. I was born in Beverly Hills. My parents, Italian and Canadian. So, you know, I'm not 10th generation Los Angeles. No, but I have seen a lot of stuff in Los Angeles, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, I don't want to say fall victim to the streets, but why not? Let's go with that. Fall victim to the streets. Yes. So, with that being said, Tekashi comes out to Los Angeles, and he's going crazy out here. He's doing his thing, you feel me? He's walking all around with the bodyguards, and he hit Santa Monica. And it looked like everybody in Santa Monica was just happy to see him. They were asking for autographs. I said to myself, seems a little strange, but there's a lot of tourists in Santa Monica, plus people that are going to Santa Monica from, you know, East LA or wherever you're going to Santa Monica from. You know, the pier, you're going there to relax. You're not going there most of the time to cause problems. This isn't 1995. So a lot of these people are just going to relax. And let's be honest, Tekashi's a huge celebrity. So if somebody like me, who doesn't care too much about street nonsense, sees Tekashi, I might laugh and take a picture with him as a troll, or definitely do that as a troll. Take a picture right for this podcast as a troll, or, you know, say what's up. You know, I wouldn't be trying to knock him, but he wouldn't have to be worried about me, even though I am in the demographic of people I think would mess with him. Young, I'm not that young, but I'm kind of young, but I'm a little young. No, but younger cats that are Caucasian, I'm Italian, but you know what I'm saying. Caucasian cats that are a little bit younger are the ones, in my opinion, that would have been screaming, "Yo, you rat," or trolling him, taking a picture and then saying, "Hey, I'm here with this rat, Tekashi," in the selfie, you know, pretending to take a movie, a picture, and then do a movie video and then say, "Hey, I'm with the rat, Tekashi 6ix9ine," you know, just to troll. Hopefully, I'm assuming these kids would be thinking to themselves, hopefully he smacks me or one of these bodyguards hits me so I can sue the shit out of this kid. And let's face it, that happening all the time constantly to you would be not only a burden, but it would just make you feel some type of way. Eventually, you might snap and backhand one of these kids or something like that. The first five, you're going to laugh at, like, "Oh, good joke, good joke." But, you know, it happens 100 times, especially some random white kid, or I don't want to put race on it, but some kid that's smaller, you know, it doesn't matter who they are or what they are, but a smaller, shorter cat that Tekashi feels, "Oh, I could smack this kid. I got these bodyguards here with me. What's going to happen?" You know, then boom, they sue and boom, they win, right? That's the first thing I was thinking about. Second, there's all sorts of gangsters that will look at him and say, "Yo, fuck you," right to your face, knowing that the bodyguards aren't going to do anything. I'm not really sure that a lot of people would run up on him, but I was expecting a lot of people to be cursing at him and saying, "Yo, you rat," this and this and that. Anyway, the video went up of him hanging out in Santa Monica. I only saw the video that Academics posted, though. I want to make that clear. I only saw the video of him walking in Santa Monica that Academics posted. So if Academics posted that video of him walking in Santa Monica, Academics is invested, obviously, tremendously in 6ix9ine. If 6ix9ine's eating and gets a lot of money, Academics is eating off that. That is 100%. I think it's clear at this point he either has 10% or something to do with the profits that 6ix9ine makes, right? That's just my opinion. But so the video I saw of him walking in Santa Monica, Academics posted that video. It showed him getting love and nothing but people asking and saying, "Hey, I want to take pictures with you. Oh my God, you know, don't listen to the haters. You're the best. You're the king of LA. You're the king of Santa Monica. You're the king of the pier." You know, they're putting down the red carpet for him. Some guy took his hat off and let Tekashi walk over his hat and jacket to avoid him from walking in puddles. No, I'm playing. But seriously, it was a really disgusting, disturbing scene. I'm just playing. I don't really mind. I have no problem with this guy, 6ix9ine. I don't want to sound like a 6ix9ine hater. Anyway, this is what I thought, though. I said, that's very interesting. I guess he's getting love in Santa Monica, too. I guess there's really not much to worry about, right? Fast forward to a few days later, TMZ catches him on Mother Effin' Rodeo Drive, and he's walking with the big, big bulk security guards. There's about five to ten of them surrounding Tekashi and his girlfriend, and Tekashi's walking in the middle. And what do you hear the whole time he's walking? "F you, you rat, get the F out of here, you rat, blah blah blah." Yo, he's walking in Beverly Hills. Can I repeat that? That happened in Beverly freaking Hills. That means that he could not go to Beverly Hills and walk down Rodeo Drive without that many security guards. I know it seems a little crazy that I'm even pointing that out because, yeah, who cares? He's Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's one of the biggest rappers in the world. Who cares if he needs security guards? But dude, this is Beverly Hills. This is like anyone can be there by themselves. I saw Quando Rondo on Fairfax 2-3 months ago. He was hanging out on Fairfax across the street from the Supreme store by the right below the high school, right above, I think that's Rosewood. Yeah, I think it was Rosewood, right above Rosewood on Fairfax. He's just chilling by himself with like three dudes. So Quando Rondo isn't bigger than Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know, as an artist, but he's kicking it by himself, just posted up, you know what I'm saying, relaxed. Tekashi 6ix9ine has to roll around with 25 bodyguards and, you know, all these people to be in Beverly Hills. Quando was on Fairfax. Fairfax, you could say, is more dangerous than Rodeo Drive, I guess. They're basically the same amount of danger happening on both those streets. But you would have to say that there's more activity popping off on Fairfax any given day than on Rodeo Drive. You would think, yo, anyone could just go to Rodeo Drive, right? Correction. Anyone except for Tekashi 6ix9ine. Anyone would be fine walking down Rodeo Drive, but Tekashi 6ix9ine, it does not seem like he would be anywhere close to fine. Now, I've seen Drake do videos where he's driven down these streets, you know, with the convertible. I've never spotted Drake out in Beverly Hills, but I've heard stories about T.I. walking into Nike Town being by himself, other, you know, basketball players and art, stuff like that being by themselves. I've ran into T.I.'s wife, Tiny, in Nike Town before. She was definitely by herself. Tiny can be out in Nike Town by herself, and Tekashi has to be with 25, you know, freaking bodyguards. Now, I don't know why I need to point this out or why it even matters. Who knows? But my point is that Tekashi is not safe. I had to drink some water. Yeah, Tekashi is not safe. Now, no matter who wants to say what, oh, who cares if he's not safe, blah, blah, blah. He's winning. He's got the... No, it does matter. If he's not safe, the bag's not safe. If the bag's not safe, the people he could help, you know, his mother, his every... All the hard work he's done doesn't matter because, you know, he can potentially be harmed. Now, I personally believe that something, unfortunately, will happen to this kid. I don't know if it'll be somebody just driving by and shooting up the car that he's in, but it seems to me like he's taunting too much. He's going out of his way to basically be mocking people for no reason. Like, why is he doing all this in LA? He's going down to the Nipsey, you know, sign to, he says, oh no, I'm paying my respects. But you know, he's just trolling. He's just showing people, yo, I can do whatever I want. Nobody in any city is gonna tell me where I can or can't go or blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I just wanted to point all this out. I think it's pretty wild that Tekashi is pushing the limits like that, because who gives a shit? Like I said, it doesn't matter that he's doing all this shit, but since he wants to just, oh, I'm going to LA, I'm gonna go pay, you know, respects to the Nip Memorial and do all this extra stuff, it's gonna piss certain people off. And I don't know if somebody, God forbid, says, I want to get my 15 minutes of fame, I want to be known as the guy that, you know, blew off Tekashi's, you know, hat. And that's what I would be worried about if I was Tekashi. The TMZ driver said, are you worried about anything, Tekashi? And Tekashi said, nah, we ain't worried, or whatever he said. But he should be worried, because somebody driving by at that same time when he said, no, I'm not worried, they said, F you. And I know it's just fun and games right now, people driving by saying, you know, screw you and you're a rat and this and that, but it only takes one dumbass to grab the gun and say, you know what, I wanna make a point of this, or I wanna be the guy that goes down and is known for you know, ending Tekashi 6ix9ine's life. Wow. Anyway, I completely went crazy on this podcast. You already know who you're tuning in with. This is the Jason Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast. And I watched the video on TMZ. It shows him walking down. It just says Tekashi 6ix9ine walking around Los Angeles. It definitely is Beverly Hills, 100%. I can confirm that because I know those blocks very, very well. Anyway, don't play with your boy Gnarly. I'm out here. I'm exposing everything. If you guys can donate, there's a link to donate in the head of this podcast. Also, I will be updating the Jason Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast playlist on Spotify. Thank you guys. Let's keep it moving. Much love.